بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الإسلام خير؟ قال تطعم الطعام وتقرأ السلام على من عرفت ومن لم تعرف. متفق عليه. A person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of actions in Islam? Which is the best of actions in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, to feed people, to give food to the people, and to make salam to those who you know and those who you do not know. So many times people came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions of this nature, that which is the best of actions in Islam, which is the best of qualities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on different occasions gave different replies depending on the person who posed the question, depending on the season and the time. For example, if it was Hajj, or it was Salah time, or it was the time for Jihad, and also looking upon the person who was the questioner. So in this particular instance, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised this person to feed people. Tut'imu ta'am. You give people food to eat. And of course, mostly the people who are deserving of food, they are hungry and they have got no food. So in this hadith, we are encouraged to feed the poor. And the second one, وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفُ. That we make salam common and arm. We make salam to those people who we are acquainted with, our friends, relatives, and also those we do not recognize, we don't know them. So this is an important and salient feature in the life of a Muslim, that he makes salam to every person. Of course, we're talking about salam to the believers, to the Muslims. Many a time we only make salam to selected people, those who we know, and we don't make salam to the other Muslim brothers. This is incorrect. We should make salam to those who we know and also those who we do not know. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 خصلة أعلاها منيحة العنز ما من عامل يعمل بخصلة منها رجاء ثوابها وتصديق موعودها إلا أدخله الله تعالى بها الجنة. رواه البخاري. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there are 40 good qualities. Now in this hadith, those 40 have not been enumerated. Rasulullah mentioned there are 40 qualities, but then he mentions the highest of which is to lend some person a goat. So you lend somebody a goat, and he uses the milk for the duration of time that the goat is by him. So he is benefiting from the milk of the goat, and after a few days he returns the goat. So you haven't lost your goat, you still the owner of your goat, but what you have done is you have lent him so that he may derive milk from there. And this is also amongst those 40 good qualities which Rasulullah SAW chose to specifically mention in this hadith. So a simple thing like something, some item we have, and it is, we give the benefit of it to somebody else. We haven't lost the item. It is just given as a loan and then the person returns it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if any person practices upon any of these qualities, hoping for the reward and affirming what has been promised for doing them, Allah ta'ala will admit this person into Jannah on account of it. So again, there are 40 good qualities of the person. If he engages in it, then he will be tremendously rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many paths and ways of reaching Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, in the beginning he mentioned, Babu bayani kathrati turuqil khair. You help a person to mount his vehicle. You help him with his goods. You give him some kind words. All these things are good qualities. And specifically in this hadith, manihatul anz has been mentioned, to lend a person a goat that he has so that he may derive benefit from the milk, and then he returns the goat to the owner. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to do good actions. Actions like we did today, tut'imu ta'am. We can feed the people, feed the poor people especially, and make salam at least ala man arafta wa man lam ta'rif, to those who we know and those who we do not know. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.